Hi, I'm Dr. Ray Calabrese. Welcome to my podcast, Journey from Grief to Healing. Grieving is difficult. I know. I lost my best friend and wife after a long marriage. In this series of podcasts, you'll discover what you are experiencing physically and emotionally is normal. Healing is possible. Remember, love always wins. Life will get better. Episode 92. I recently returned from a short trip to Las Vegas. When Babe was alive, Vegas was our go-to place. I have lots of good memories of the times we spent together in Vegas. I was traveling solo with my headphones and iPad on Southwest Airlines. I watched a movie on the way to Las Vegas and the sequel on the way back. One of the things I've learned from this whole grieving deal is to be awake. By being awake, I mean I am present to my surroundings and the people in my surroundings. It's not so much a security issue, but more that I've learned to enjoy people and connect with them when appropriate. I'm not much of a gambler, but I enjoy the slot machines and video poker. If the slots are not going my way, I'll get up and go for a walk. Sometimes it's a walk around the casino. Other times I head out to the strip and walk a good distance. If it's too hot, there's always a casino I can stop in and buy a bottle of water or an iced tea. Breakfast is one of my favorite meals. Lunch and dinner are the other two favorite meals. LOL. I eat healthy and I can usually find something on a menu to satisfy me. For my breakfast in Las Vegas, I went to the same restaurant and had the same meal each of the days I was there. I had a veggie egg white omelet, asked them to hold the cheese, and said, "Can you sub fresh fruit for the hash browns? That's great. I'd like sourdough bread and a pot of decaf." I followed a similar routine for lunch and dinner, always subbing items to make my meal work. On the last day of my visit, I was sitting alone at my table waiting for my breakfast order to be taken. A waiter brought me my coffee. It was hot and a very good decaf. I love caffeinated coffee, but I gave it up 2 years ago. The aroma of a bold, dark roast really tempts me. There was enough of it in this restaurant to drive my senses crazy. A woman, sitting alone, sat diagonally across from me. We made eye contact, smiled, and she raised her cup and said cheers. I responded in kind, and we began a conversation. During the conversation, I learned of the challenges she's overcome and is still working to overcome. She and her mom lived together, and she lost her mom, so she's one of us who grieves at some level. While we were chatting, the waiter took my order. 15 minutes later, my waiter returned, and she said that the kitchen made my order with whole eggs, and they would remake it. She apologized. I told her it was okay with me. I was having a good conversation with a new friend. We continued our conversation, and she shared with me her hopes to move on beyond her challenges and live a full, happy life. I mentioned Robert Earl Keen's song, "Feeling Good Again," and a line from the lyrics, "It feels so good to feel so good again." She asked me to repeat it as she wrote it down on a piece of paper and said she was going to make it her mantra. We continued chatting until my order came. When she finished her meal, she came over and we gave each other a hug and she left. She left me feeling better than when I entered the restaurant. I was feeling good at the time, but I met someone who was refusing to quit. I met someone who was knocked down, but chose not to stay down. She was no sports hero, a famous singer, or movie star. She was just an ordinary person trying to do the best she can. She was like you and me. As Emilio Estevez wrote, "We are all wonderful, beautiful wrecks." That's what connects us, that we're all broken, all beautifully imperfect. While I was engaged in the conversation, I didn't think a moment about grieving. I had no flashback memories. That's one of the ways we get through this thing called grieving. We move out of ourselves into a different space and we connect. When we connect with others, we disconnect from ourselves and our problems. American author Herman Melville wrote, "We cannot live only for ourselves. 1,000 fibers connect us with our fellow men. And among those fibers, as sympathetic threads, Our actions run as causes, and they come back to us as effects. It's easy to get stuck in one space. Once we get stuck in our space, we seldom leave room for another. Our story becomes all about us. There is no space left for another's story. Once our story becomes all-consuming, we begin to rationalize that we don't need others in our lives. Ironically, we move away from the very thing that revitalizes us. For me and my trip to Vegas, seeing all types of people from all over the world, of every color, age, race, ethnicity, and sexual preference, having fun hoping Lady Luck smiled on them, they all revitalized me. The vast majority of us returned home with a thinner wallet, a handful of stories, and starting to think about when we'll come back. We all need a place that revitalizes us, especially after experiencing grieving. Look for places where people are filled with joy and a zest for life. Being around people who are happy to be alive is contagious, and chances are their joy of living will rub off on us. There is a time for grieving. There is a time for singing the blues. There's also a time to rediscover joy, love, and happiness, and to put the blues back on the shelf. I hope you are putting the blues back on the shelf, and you're beginning to enjoy life again. You deserve it. Stay strong, never quit, and you know good things are coming your way. Count on it. If you like this podcast, please subscribe to get notifications of future episodes. You can also check out my blog, Looking on the Bright Side, at www.dancingalone530.com. It's all positive and uplifting. If you have any questions about my grieving experience, I want to share your grieving experience with me. Please email me at ray.breese, B-R-E-S-E, @gmail.com. Have a great day, stay strong, and never quit, never give up.